The teacher says, "Craig, you know you can't sleep in my class." Craig responds, "I know, but maybe if you were just a little quieter, I could." Hello and welcome to Dawes Show with Echiruvie Erebo. If you like creativity, innovation, and some motivation, then you'll love Dawes Show. Dawes Show inspires women to walk in their God-given purpose and fulfill destiny by sharing with them the inspiring stories of other women. On the show today, I will be chatting with Kelly Williams. Kelly was raised in Harlem and the Bronx, and her humble beginnings exposed her to hard work and perseverance, which would enable her to climb the corporate ladder and excel at everything she set her hands to do. She learned early on in life that nothing would be handed to her and that she would have to put in the work to experience the change she desired to see in her life and career. Her expertise in exceptional sales and superior customer service will cause her to venture into the world of entrepreneurship, where she has had several years of success as a business owner. In addition, a desire to help others succeed would lead her to establishing the Entrepreneur Platform magazine for aspiring and seasoned entrepreneurs. She is, in addition, the author of the book, Ladies, We've Got Options. We will take a short break now, and when we get back, the interview with Kelly Williams. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. Welcome to Dawes Show, Kelly.
Well, thank you for having me, Miss Gabriella. I'm excited to be on.
Awesome. So let's get started.
Okay.
Kelly, please begin by telling us a bit about your childhood and living in Harlem and the Bronx. What was that like? What are some of your fondest memories? And what dreams did you have as a child?
Absolutely. Well, growing up in Harlem, it was fun. I didn't realize that we were poor until I got older. But we had a very humble beginning. All I ever wore was hand-me-down clothes, but I was proud of them. You know, they looked good. And like I said, I didn't really know that we were poor until I got older.
Mm.
But, I was the youngest of nine children. I'm the baby of nine. So we always got together as a family. That's what I enjoyed the most, is when we got together as a family. And my mother sang. She had a beautiful voice, and she passed it down to just about all of her children. So we would get together as a family and, you know, mimic the Supremes, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations, and be like a little group. It was just a lot of fun. That was really, you know, my fondest memories growing up as a child, is being with family. You know, we all got together. Yes. And dreams, I would say I loved to draw as a child. I loved to draw. I was always off to myself in a room by myself just drawing, and I loved abstract art. So I moved into drafting when I got into high school. I guess that carried over, you know, the abstract art part. And I wanted to become an architect when I was a child. That was my dream. That's what I wanted to be. And I remember we were living in New York. I remember when the World Trade Center was finished, when they finished building those two buildings. I believe I was 11 years old. And I said, wow, I wish I would love to have been the architect on that structure. It was just beautiful. So that was my dream. I haven't fulfilled that dream yet, but that was my dream as a child.
Okay, well, that was an awesome dream. How did growing up in Harlem and the Bronx prepare you for the success that you have been able to attain both in your job and business? What lessons and experiences from that time shaped you, and what did you take away from that season, which is needful in this season of your life?
Good question. I'll have to say, growing up in Harlem and the Bronx, it taught me to be tough. It taught me to have a tough skin. And when you're raised in an environment, you really don't know that life is different anywhere else. You think everything, everybody, you know, goes through the same experiences as you. But I learned later that it really taught me to be tough. I wasn't a fighter, but I got picked on a lot in school because I was small, you know, and I was always kind of quiet too and shy. But I never backed down, you know, from anyone. So it taught me to be tough, but it also taught me to explore new things because as children, it was my sister, my brother and I, we were about 3 or 4 years apart. And we had to travel, once we moved to the Bronx from Harlem, we had to travel on two buses to go back to school because we moved in the middle of the school year. So yeah. I look back at that and I say, wow, we were just, I think I was 9 years old and we were on like public transportation, trains and buses. And kids just don't do that today. You know, you know what I mean? It's just, and it taught me to explore. You know, because New York City is a big city. And at first I was scared, you know, but my brother and sister were there. They were older than me. You know, they took good care of me. But it taught me not to be afraid to step outside of the comfort zone and to explore new adventures and new opportunities. And it taught me not to be paralyzed by fear. Because like I said, when we first started, knew that we had to travel, I was scared to death. But it caused me, it caused me to say, Mom, I don't want to go. Let me stay with somebody in Harlem and let me go to school with them, you know, live with them and go to school where it's close. Because in Harlem, we live right across the street from the school. So when we moved to the Bronx and had to travel, it was like huge. But so it taught me to, you know, just to not to be afraid, to never to fear the unknown. But behind the unknown is always greater opportunities. That's what it taught me.
Exactly. And no doubt that has been useful in business.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely, because business is all about new opportunities. You never know if you're always learning. A lot of people think once you're in business that you have it. You have it all figured out. And it's really not that way. It's really you're always learning. You're always trying new things. And I would never say there's failure in business. I always say there's lessons. So when you try something new in business and it doesn't work, all that teaches you is that don't do it again. You know what I mean? Don't do it again. Try something different. I don't consider it a failure. I just consider it a lesson, you know, when it comes to business. But as like I said, as a young child, I was always quiet. I was the youngest of nine. And growing up back then, the child was always said we want to see you, we don't want to hear you. So I always was quiet. I never got an opportunity to speak, so that forced me to be an observant child and a good listener. And of course that carries over into business. You know, you got to listen, you know, to what your client and what your customer wants. So it caused me to be a good listener and to ask questions. I was always asking whether it was because my brothers and sisters, their lifestyle was like, they got into a lot of trouble. So me being the youngest, I learned from that. And I would always ask them, like, why do you keep doing the same thing if you know you're going to get this result? You know, so they're looking at me like, child, be quiet. You know, But it just caused me to really be a deep thinker. I guess that's what I need to say. Mm-hmm. It caused me to be a deep thinker because I didn't get to speak as much. I just watched, and I learned mm-hmm. behaviors, you know, from older people. And, of course, that carries on into, you know, business and adulthood.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I think I can see it playing a huge part, even in the establishment of your magazine. We're going to talk about that down the line. But you must have okay. observed something missing, and so you created a platform to fill that void as corrective, and that definitely came from your ability to observe and to take note of what's working and what's not working or what's missing.
Correct. Absolutely. Mm. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
That's great. So, Kelly, let's talk about your expertise in exceptional sales and superior customer service, mm-hmm. which prompted you to go into business for yourself. Please share with us that journey and how these skills aided your success.
Oh, yes. I truly know and I believe that when it comes to business, there would be no business without customers. So I feel that customers are your most valuable asset when it comes to a company. And most companies don't believe that. They believe, a lot of companies say the employee is the most important asset. They say management. But I truly believe it's the customer, because if there was no customer, no one to serve, there would be no reason to start a business. So,
yeah.
Right, there's no reason to hire employees or managers or to even have a product to sell if you don't have customers to serve. So, to me, a customer satisfaction should be the number one priority in every business, mm-hmm. and it should never be money. It should absolutely never be money should be the number one priority, because when you focus on that customer, when you give them the service that just wows them and that they're not expecting, the money will follow, because they're going to bring you more business, they're going to bring you referrals, and that's where mm-hmm. that's where wealth is created, is through excellent, superior, superb customer service. That's my motto. That's what I believe.
Yes. And I totally agree with you. So how did that motivate you? How did your expertise in excellent customer service motivate you, or would I say inspire you, to go into business for yourself? And how did it also aid your success in business?
Well, it motivated me because it was something that was missing. Excellent customer service is missing. I'll say it's really only 1% in every business. I think too many people focus on money. So it gave me an opportunity to create a business where I can show people how it's done, how you need to listen to your customers, and it will help your business grow, because that's who you're serving. So it motivated me to put a platform together for entrepreneurs. And one thing I'm learning is that a lot of entrepreneurs don't focus on customer service. Especially, to me, it's worse than in a fully established corporation. Entrepreneurs, and I think they need to do so more than a big business. I think the smaller entrepreneur needs to be really focused on satisfying that customer, because it's the customer is really important to the small entrepreneur. That's how you're going to get big, you know,
exactly.
if you're starting out small. So that's what I've learned. I'm learning so far, and I'm working on a program really to help entrepreneurs focus on that, on top of my magazine project as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. So now let's delve a bit deeper into your magazine. So you created this magazine to help entrepreneurs. When did it start? And what exactly were you trying to accomplish? So what void were you trying to fill?
The void I was trying to fill is that entrepreneurs don't feel that they are important or what they have matters. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, I was in a magazine myself. I was voted. I was nominated to be featured in a magazine, and I never really wanted to be in one. You know, I'm just happy being content behind the scenes. That's just the type of person I am. But when I was featured in that magazine, it took one of my other businesses to a newer height. It really brought me out, you know, from behind the scene, And it really made me see that what I have been gifted with matters and that it's important. And I believe that everyone has something in a gift in them or talent that needs to be exposed or brought to the light. And many entrepreneurs, because they're small, they don't feel, they're not heard. They're not given that exposure and they don't feel important. So they don't really, you know, focus on making their business big. So I wanted to give entrepreneurs an opportunity or platform to be in a magazine or on a magazine cover, because most people will never get that opportunity. And yes, it just changes your whole psyche when it comes to seeing yourself on that cover, having your story told, because most people don't think they can become an entrepreneur. But there's an entrepreneur in every one of us, and most people don't think they have what it takes. So I wanted to give entrepreneurs an audience or a platform to tell their story on how they became who they are in business, and also connect them to those resources that they need, the collaborations that they need to help take their business to the next level, not just locally, but on an international level. Because I believe as entrepreneurs, we need to collaborate together. The globe is much smaller because of the internet. And we can collaborate together to push each other globally, you know, to help take our businesses to the next level. So that's really why I put it together, to make it known, to make entrepreneurs know that they matter and that the world needs them and their gift and their talent.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And that's wonderful what you've done there.
Thank you.
Okay, now I know entrepreneurs are your primary audience, but will that be aspiring, seasoned? Will that be male? Will that be female? So who's your primary audience, and how has this magazine impacted them?
My primary audience is aspiring entrepreneurs as well as seasoned, because I really want to blend them. What I see is that entrepreneurs who have arrived tend to leave behind those who are trying to rise. And I think we need to come together as a group of entrepreneurs, whether we've arrived or not, and work together to help one another. It's a digital magazine primarily, but it's also available in print. But the digital age of everything is changing. Everything is becoming digital. So my ultimate goal with the magazine is really focusing on millennials, because everything they do is going to be digitized. And and the future of digital magazines is really for them. So it's my goal to help them to take themselves to becoming successful entrepreneurs in the digital age through the digital magazine, both male and female. I would say the age group is probably between 30 to 65. is my main target.
Okay. So what about the impact? How have they been impacted so far by the magazine?
To my surprise, I have been getting a lot of feedback at how, you know, my readers love the magazine, how it's encouraged them. I had one insurance officer who said that she took one of the tips that she read from one of the articles on how to build your business on social media. And one of the stories that article told, she took it and applied it to her insurance business. So it's having a great impact, an impact that I didn't even realize would happen so quickly. But so many people love it. They tell me they enjoy it. And it's funny because they'll mention something about a previous issue, and once I've released an issue, my mind is to the next issue. So I have to backtrack and say, you know, they have to tell me. I said, okay, which article are you talking about? But people are still, I released my first issue in January, and people are still reading that first issue and being, you know, encouraged by it. So it's had a powerful impact, a positive impact. They are very excited, especially the entrepreneurs that have been on the cover. It's enhanced their business. They're selling more products. They're getting more people that are interested in, you know, what they're doing and collaborating. And that's exactly what I wanted. I just didn't realize it would happen so fast.
That's great. So how frequently is this magazine released?
Well, right now it's released every other month. So it's on the 15th of every other month. There's a new issue that's coming out. And by the first of next year, I plan on doing new issue every month. But right now it's just every other month. So my next issue comes out July 15th, and it will be the July-August issue. That's what it will cover.
Okay. Okay, that's great. So how has the magazine itself impacted your life? And I know you said to some extent it fulfilled the vision that you had in mind, but you didn't think it would happen so fast. So would you say that it has been everything so far, it has been everything that you wanted it to be?
Absolutely. Absolute 100%. It's everything that I've wanted it to be, wanted to become. And as for me, it has taught me to really understand people, because everybody has a story as to why they do what they do, why they speak how they speak, and where they've come from. But most people don't know what's behind you, what makes you tick. So the magazine project has really taught me to understand people better. And once you understand people and what the way they come from, and you know the different experiences they've had in life, it helps you to be empathetic and patient and kind, even kind to people, because you don't understand, you don't know their story, and everyone has one. Everyone has one. So it's bringing that out in me, and I love it. I enjoy it. I enjoy learning about people, and all over the world, I'm being connected to people that I never thought, you know, that I would ever get to know. I mean, people in Thailand, people in Dubai, people in the UK. You're in the UK. I mean, it's just taking me to so many new levels that I never even imagined. And I know there's more to come. I know it.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about some of the topics covered in the magazine, and then we'll talk about where people can get it. So, okay. I know you talk about branding, and I know you talk about wealth management. What else do you talk about in this magazine, and can we delve a bit deeper into these topics?
Yes, one of the main topics that I really want to focus on with entrepreneurs is, of course, building business credit, but it's social media marketing, because, like I said, we're in the digital age, and the best way, really, to promote your business is through social media and digital marketing, but so many businesses or entrepreneurs don't know how. So one of the main topics that I focus on is that. I have a young lady, Karen Alpert, who has an article that's so pertinent for business owners and entrepreneurs to help them get their business out there in a professional way, you know, on social media. But also personal branding, image, and your personal image and your business image. A lot of people, you know, they makeup is a big thing, the way you dress, but there's a way to look in business so that you don't offend, so don't you come off too harsh. And it's important for entrepreneurs to know these things. And experience has taught me that they don't. I didn't, you know, at the beginning. So it's teaching me a lot even about my business. And when I apply it to my business, it helps me to share it, you know, even better with people that I come in contact with through the magazine.
Fantastic. So where can people get the magazine?
Well, right now the magazine is available on the Issue platform, publishing platform. That's ISSUU, issue.com. They can go to the URL on their desktop or laptop, or they can download the Issue app on their Android or Apple device. That's where it's available now in digital format. And I want to also mention that the magazine contains videos, tutorials, all the links are live. So if there's an article in the magazine, you can actually click on a link to get to more information either about that writer, or you can watch a video tutorial where the person can speak to you. It's all interactive. It's an interactive magazine. But you can also receive it in print, because we still have a generation that is really not completely switched to digital. They still love, you know, to feel that magazine and hold it. So it's available on Amazon.com. You just type in Entrepreneur Platform Magazine, and it'll pop up, and you can order your print copy there on Amazon.
Okay, that's great. So what is next next for you? What does the future look like? Not just with regards to the magazine, but other things that you do in line with your business.
Well, the future looks really, really bright. I'm really, really excited about the future.
Okay.
Not just for the magazine, but for business. But in the process of expanding my international presence, traveling to different countries, launching the magazine, as well as a radio show for the cover entrepreneur to tell their story, just like I'm doing now with you. And also a TV show for entrepreneurs to get on and really talk to the world about what they do. That's to follow as well. And I do eventually plan to get back into the finance arena. I know we're going to talk about my other book in a minute, but that's another goal. Once I get this up and running, where I have some loyal subscribers, because I'm looking to put the magazine on subscription basis. And once that happens, then I can move my attention elsewhere. But right now, my focus is Entrepreneur Platform Magazine.
Okay. Great. Now we're going to talk about the book. So you're the author of Ladies, We've Got Options. I absolutely love that title. So please tell us, what is this book about? Why did you write it? And what do you mean when you say we've got options? What options?
Well, the book is about option trading. I don't know if you're familiar with option trading, but it's completely different from stock market trading. It's something that I learned. I learned back, I want to say now probably 15 years ago, I learned how to trade options through a company my sister introduced me to, and it completely changed my life. I mean, there is so much money available to us that we don't even realize that it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, really ridiculous. So I learned how to trade options, and I became obsessed, literally. Literally obsessed. And I, like, growing up, I thought that this is something everyone knew. I thought I was the last one to the show. So once I found out, once I figured out, and it replaced income. I worked off of the income that I was trading with for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, without having a job. Mm-hmm. That's how successful I was at it. But of course, I did a crazy trade and ended up losing a lot of money and got just really paralyzed. I didn't want to trade anymore. So I ended up having to go back to work, and I learned that at work I became a car saleswoman, and I learned there that women in particular, just by trying to sell them a car, I learned that their financial state was poor, very poor, and that their financial education was even worse. I mean, they didn't even know the basic of finance. So my very first car sale on my own was a couple who said they were going to pay cash for their car. So I said, okay, are you going to write a check? She said, well, we're going to have to wait a couple of days because I have to cash out on some stocks. So the minute she said stocks, my mind went to the stock market and what I used to do with options. So I said, wow. I said, she's going to close out on some, sell some stocks and come pay for a car. So ever since that sale, it seemed like every woman that I sold a car to, they were either working one or two jobs to make ends meet, and they were struggling, or they were in a relationship that they didn't want to be in, but because the male was the financial support, they stayed in it just, you know, for financial reasons. So it caused me to say, look, I have something that can help, you know, women in particular, because most men know about investments. You know, most men are good at saving. But women don't, and it's because we focus on children, raising children, and looking after the family, and we don't think that's important. You know, we say, well, I'll leave that to my husband. But guess what? We outlive men. It's a known fact that we outlive men. So another thing I was seeing is that senior citizen women would come to buy a car, and their husband was deceased. They knew nothing about finances. It was terrible. So I said, I have something that can help all women, you know, from all backgrounds. And so that's what led me to write the book, Ladies, We've Got Options. And I started with options, meaning for option trading, But my goal was to later introduce other options, such as real estate, to build wealth, such as starting a business to build wealth, such as becoming a coach, because as women, moms, whether we're single or married, we are experts at what we do in that home. So we can coach, become a coach to generate income. So that's really what the word options meant. It started out as option trading, but then it is going to expand into real estate. I want to teach women how to get into real estate, how to invest in precious metals, just a whole lot of other areas that we as women, we are just out of the game, you know, when it comes to investing.
That is so true. So now the next thing that I want to know is, with regards to women lacking the confidence to become financially self-reliant, in your opinion, and based on the things that you've observed, what are some of the factors responsible for this situation, and what can be done to remedy the situation? Now, I know you've mentioned something early on, we focus on family, but that can't be the only factor responsible for the situation. So what are some of the other factors?
I believe one of the main factors is math. Women don't like math. They're afraid of numbers. And and I know this because when I had my workshops for my company, Ladies We've Got Options, the very first obstacle was math. And this is the reason when I wrote the book, I did simple math. I did everything in multiples of 10 to make it really easy. But I found that most women, it wasn't easy for them. So because women don't really excel in math, I think that's the biggest reason they don't. Because math is important, but it's really not that important because you have a computer there that really does the math for you. But that's what I found to be the number one obstacle into why women shy away from it, is because they're afraid of math.
You think also the society and the expectations of society, you know, the expectation that the man should provide for the home and the woman should just sit back and either support him or just stay at home and raise the kids. You think that's also a contributing factor?
Yes, I think so. I think it is. I do. I think they depend on the male to do that because of the way society has raised us. But I even had women who weren't comfortable learning it in the class. They wanted to invite their husband. And I find it really, really, they said, "Kelly, please, can my husband come to the next session?" I would have to tell them no, because women shut down. When a man gets in the room when it comes to investing, questions and knowledge, women shut down completely. So I didn't want that obstacle in the class, but I had a few women who said, "Please, I can't do this without my husband." So it's funny to me because I've never been that way, you know, but I think you're right. Society taught women that the man is the only one that really should excel in this area, and they will teach us. You know, the man will teach us, you know, how to be savvy at, you know, finance.
Okay, so now that brings me to the next question. So what would your advice be to the woman who wants to embark on the entrepreneurial journey?
Well, my best advice is to learn to get with yourself, get alone, be a good reader, become a good reader. If you don't really like to read a physical book, get audio books. You have to expand your mind and your vision, but get alone by yourself often and just listen to your thoughts. Speak to yourself and listen to your thoughts and find out what in you can help solve a problem, because that's all the business is. It's someone who thought of something, an idea, a product or a service, to enhance life, to solve a problem. And we women, we solve problems every day in the home. So get by yourself and think. I encourage women to do it, you know, put the kids to bed, turn off the TV, turn off the music, and really think, what do I do on a daily basis that could change life for somebody else, that could solve a problem, and make it a business. Don't say to yourself, oh, somebody else is doing it. I had one friend who had a great idea, but she says, well, I know somebody who has this idea and they're moving forward with it. I said, it doesn't matter, because you can put your name on the same type of product and brand it better than that person. And there's how many Coca-Cola, how many cola products are there? How many lemon lime sodas are there? You know what I mean? So it's enough room for every idea. Don't think that your idea is not important. So, and that's another reason for the magazine, is to encourage even a person who is afraid to step out with an idea or a product, to encourage them to do it. Just do it. I mean, what do you have to lose?
Exactly. That's awesome advice right there, Kelly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So where do people go to get more information about you and about the work that you do?
Well, I can be found on social media, Facebook. I have a business Facebook page, Entrepreneur Platform Magazine, as well as my personal page. I have Instagram as well as LinkedIn. My website is being revamped, rebuilt. It should be ready in about 2 months, but if someone wants to reach me directly, they can reach me on social media or to my email address at entrepreneurplatformmagazine@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kelly, for coming on Dawes Show, and we wish you the very best in all of your future endeavors.
You are welcome, and I definitely appreciate the opportunity. I'm honored to have been asked, and I wish you the best as well in all that you are doing. You're doing a great work in helping to get exposure and to get our message out there, and I pray that you are blessed beyond your wildest imagination.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. I'll say amen to that. Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
That was our guest, Kelly Williams, inspiring us to excel in all that we do. And so, ladies, we have come to the end of today's episode. Dawes Show is back next week with another amazing guest and some more inspiration to help you pursue your dreams. Remember to follow Dawes Show on Dawes Radio or on itchiruvierewebo.com, and for more motivation, read a digital copy of Dawes Magazine at dawesmagazine.com. I would like to seize this opportunity to invite you to join Dawes Network on Facebook. If you have enjoyed the show, please remember to leave us your comments. Thank you for listening. My name is Etchiruvierewebo, and this is your Dawes Show. See you next Thursday at 8 p.m. GMT.